If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
I want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get it on our website. Click on his link. Order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it.
And why don't you have it?
Well, yeah, that's right, because that's good, clean
that
fun.
That is good, clean
You've
fun
done
right
there. Yep. How about some music from Sourdough Slim?
Quick, let's get him on.
He's just yodeling his troubles away.
I'll round up all my worries in a cowboy song and yodel my troubles away. I'll throw a loop around the blues, the devil to pay, when I sing that sweet refrain, yodeling, cause there's nothing so uplifting as that western hail, yodeling the song as you ride down the trail. So when melancholy greets me at the break of day, I just yodel my troubles away. Here I go, hoodaloo, hoodie, yodelee, yodeloo, deedle, yodeloo, deedle, and yodeloo. Cactus Bob on the fiddle. Cowboy song and yodel my troubles away. I'll throw a loop around the blues, the devil to pay, when I sing that sweet refrain, yodelay, cause there's nothing so uplifting as that western hail, yodeling the song as you ride down the trail. So when melancholy greets me at the break of day, I just yodel my troubles away. Here goes, odaloo, odie, odalee,
That's right. I think that's what we all should do.
Yeah.
We just yodel our troubles away. We don't need no troubles, right?
We don't need no troubles.
We don't need no troubles. All right. Well, we're talking about some good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun.
Well, you talked about a little bit of horse pulling, and then we started cheating.
Okay, so your team outpulled my team. Great.
It's just fun.
So what?
We're just doing this for fun.
Is it the end of the world?
horse racing comes to mind with that.
There you go.
My horse is faster than your horse. Well, yeah, no, that's all fine and dandy, so we're going to start doping.
Okay? Yeah.
For heaven's sakes. Well, you know, the common denominator where that started in was money.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, yep. Was cash.
Yeah.
That's when it started. All right, and anyway, okay. Good, clean fun.
So if it's good, clean fun, there's no money involved.
That's right. There you go. That's like a friendly bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. No money involved.
No money involved.
When did that change?
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't just have a nice little gentleman's bet with somebody.
Right.
Now you got to have money, and you got to take money away from them.
And then we got to cheat.
And then we cheat.
You're not trying.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I guess that's right. But, for heaven's sake.
Good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun.
Like cowboy jousting.
That came to mind, too. Of course, you know, you and I, we got to go there. But guess what?
Uh-huh.
I cheat.
I do, too.
When it comes to cowboy jousting, I cheat.
It hurts.
It does. I'm not going down, all right? So the kids and the boys and everything, they come running at me. I stop. They keep running. I throw them a loop and jerk them off their feet. Hey, you can't do that. Well, I can, too. I'm old.
Watch me.
I'm old. I can do that. Yeah. Never get in a fight with an old man.
No. Right? No.
Yeah.
No.
Because life in prison is less of a deterrent the older you get.
You're right. And and we fight to win.
Well, that's right. We don't fight fair.
Not at all.
We fight to win. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Good, clean fun.
Just good, clean fun.
Like shooting Tannerite.
Just
good, clean
fun. Boy, you know, it just makes you grin, doesn't it?
When that thing explodes. And, of course, I know there's lots of issues out there. You know, there's fires, there's animals, you know, there's things like that. But and Mama, she banned Tannerite out on your place.
Yeah, Tannerite's not allowed anymore. Yeah.
Well, it would have been fine if you'd have just shot 1 pound. Or maybe 2 pounds tops.
Not 10?
Not 10. Rattle.
Boy, it did.
Shook the windows.
For miles.
Did the neighbors ever say anything?
I don't know. I don't think I ever heard anything, but I don't mean nothing.
Well, we did Sadie's first baby gender reveal involving Tannerite, but we let all the neighbors know what we were doing.
That's not right.
No?
No. Why? You can't let your neighbors know you're going to be blowing
you
things
shouldn't
up.
Give them a heads
you,
up.
You just do it and ask for forgiveness.
There you go. Yeah. Let's do a little cowpoke poetry.
Oh, what do you got?
The Inseminator this week.
At a 50th high school reunion, poor old Carl was fit to be tied. He didn't really care for anyone there. He was drugged there by his sweet bride. Carl worked in the dairies of Wisconsin and applied a specific trade. Since the day of his vows, he inseminated cows. Nothing ever made him afraid, except for those old folks at the reunion. He sure didn't know what to think. As braggarts were braying, the oldies were playing, most of them had too much to drink. Eventually, he would have to engage in conversation with the crowd. The lawyers were lying and brokers were buying, they were all getting mighty loud. When an old flame started bending Carl's ear, he detected her misgiving.
My hubby's a doctor and a medical school proctor. What did you do for a living?
Well, Carl jumped on that like a duck on a June bug, boasting of his ability. Well, everywhere I've been, I've specialized in aiding female fertility.
She gasped and spoke with a hint of envy. Oh, you must have made lots of money.
Well, yeah, plenty of dough. It was tax-free, you know, and they said I could breed like a bunny. Adrenaline wave struck her like lightning. She couldn't believe what she heard. As she clutched at her pearls, she beckoned all the girls, and they hung on every word.
You did it yourself?
Questioned the cougar. Sure, I wouldn't trust a student. I was in much demand, 'cause I did it firsthand. To hire a sire isn't prudent. Hormones surged in estrogen tsunamis. The room filled with hot flashes. Carl was shocking his pals, and some of the old gals erupted in sweat mustaches. He continued, "My technique was flawless.
Guess it was because of my grip. I had a lot of fun, and when the job was all done, sometimes I would get a nice tip. Once in a while, they would balk at my price and give another guy a try. I must have had the knack, 'cause they always came back. My results one couldn't deny. I took a lot of pride in what I did, Carl quipped with a jovial smirk. I was right in my prime, always finished on time, and was really close to my work. The old girlfriend fanned to help her cool down and asked if he had a brochure. Then she fainted away when she heard old Carl say, "I was so good, I went on tour." Carl's lore spread like wildfire through the party. Folks' accolades were most zealous. The young boys were attuned, the old ladies all swooned, and most of the old guys were just jealous. Yeah, lying at a class reunion, that's just good, clean fun, too.
Yeah, yeah.
How about a little Dick's pick?
This is a classic.
Who's saying?
Homer and Jethro.
What are they saying?
Why would we?
Nice.
Hey, we got a deal. You know, everybody's always offering you, you know, deals. They want you to make money and all of that, but who needs it? We do. But today, we got a letter from the State Department, and they want to send us abroad. And, by golly, I think it's all right. I wrote back and I said, "Well, send one for Homer and you got a deal."
Archie Campbell. Oh, my flower of the wildwood was skinny and tall, but for her Adam's apple, she'd have no shape at all. I can still see her there, sitting under the trees, tying knots in her stockings so it looked like she had knees. Burlesque show that come to our town, and she thought as a stripper her fortune was found. But she bumped into trouble and now she is gone. Instead of yelling "take it off," they hollered "leave it on." Like a horse, but she never grew big. About as useless as spraying perfume on a pig. I'm a natural blonde, my flower would swear, but black was the color of the roots of her hair.
Oh, yeah, good stuff from Homer and Jethro.
I told you it was a classic.
We need to ditch out to a cowmercial now. And when we come back, you are going to teach us on Farrier's File. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2023 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, September 15th and 16th. Registration opens Friday, September 15th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, September 16th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, September 15th and 16th, at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information or to register online, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.